in show a row, anything let's go. To say.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you. All right, whatever. All right, Simon Reish Lama Gimel, Zman Tfilas Mincha, Sif Aleph, Misha Hispalo Tfilas HaMincha L'Acher Shei Shos U'Mechtu L'Mala Yatza, the Mechaber has a language of Bidiyeved, that if one davens Mincha, starting from the sixth and a half hour of the day, Mincha Gedola, they are Yotze, but Ikar Zman Amin Teisha Shos U'Mechtu, the ideal time to daven Mincha is from 9.5 hours and on, which means Mincha Katana. Ulamala Adalaila, the Rabban, according to the Rabban, you can daven Mincha until nightfall. Rabbi Huda Ad Plaga Mincha, according to Rabbi Huda, you have until Plaga Mincha, Shu'ad Sof Yidav Shos Chaser Aviyah, which is 10th hour and 45th minute. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason that you can daven from the 6.5 hour is because that's when they were able to start bringing the Talmud Shalbein Arbayim. But the time that they actually brought it was the 9.5 hour, that's why that's the ideal time to daven. This is the opinion of the Rambam, who says that the ideal time to daven is Mincha Katana, and Bidiyeved, for whatever reason, if you can't daven at Mincha Katana, you need to daven earlier because you have somewhere to go, so then you could start davening already from the 6.5 hour and on. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes other Rishonim who are makil that l'chachila you could daven Mincha Gedola, and that's what many people do. Many situations are not makbid to wait until Mincha Katana to daven, rather you daven Mincha Gedola to ensure that we're able to daven. So this is not like the opinion of the Rambam, but again, others say that this is totally fine. There are other achronim who discuss what happens if you daven during that half hour between Chatzos and Mincha Gedola. So let's say Mincha Gedola is 1:36, Chatzos is 1:06. So what happens if you daven at 1:30? So are you Yotze or not? So there are some achronim who say that you're not Yotze, even Bidiyeved. That there are others who disagree and say that Bidiyeved, if you daven during that half hour, you shouldn't daven again. So it's a machlokes, but again, ideally, we wouldn't daven before them. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an interesting opinion that Chatzos is always 12 or 1 o'clock, depending on when we change the clock. It's always either 12 or 1. It doesn't change to like 12:06 or 1:06 or anything like that. So there are minyanim that daven at 12:30 year-round or 1:30 year-round and aren't makbid for the changing of Mincha Gedola. They're relying on Rav Moshe's Shita, but again, unless you have Masor like that, better not to rely on Rav Moshe for that. The Rama adds, Misharin and Shalos Elofi Inyan Hayom. These hours are Shaos Zmanios. Afim Hay Aruch Misharin Liyabe Shalos, Ev Nikarel Shalos Zmanios, Chen Kamang Shir Chacham Bishalos, Misharin and Bishalos Elu. So again, it's not just 12:30, it's however many minutes there are in the day broken up by 12. Asikna, the conclusion of the Gemara, as we're all familiar with, is David Kamar Avid, David Kamar Avid, Shiasalon Chaminayu. So as we'll learn more about it tomorrow,
the Gemara,
that you can follow whichever opinion you want, either Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, but you need to stick with one of them, and we'll talk about whether you need to stick with one your whole life, or you need to you can switch off either day. But again, as we'll discuss more, the 7 o'clock Minyan is not the ideal Minyan to daven at.